You're in the program here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you. Our camp coverage brought to you by Missouri Lottery, Metro PCS, Rally House at Kansas Sampler, and Mosaic Life Care, the official health care provider of the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs training camp is Mosaic Life Care. We talk some defense. Middle linebacker Reggie Ragland joins us here in the program. Reggie, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. A little tired from practice, but it's practice. You're supposed to be a little tired.
But you are supposed to be a little bit tired, and good to be back at practice. That means you're healthy, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm very happy to be out there for everybody to get the chemistry so we all can do this and go win some ball games this year.
And how is the knee? Is it a concern at all right now?
Oh, no. It's just one of them things, you know, you got to play through it, and that's what I'm doing right now. And just got to keep getting treatment and icing and everything, but for the most part, it's good.
Okay. Tell me about the physicality of Alabama. There have been people that say that guys come out of Alabama, you guys are so physical and so tough down there in the practices that you guys have, in addition to obviously playing in the toughest conference around, that guys come out beat up. Do you think that's part of it, that Nick Saban's got you guys popping too much?
I don't think so. But anytime you got force with force, of course you're going to get sore, dinged up, and nicked up. But that's the way Coach Saban coaches. And if you want to play for him, you got no choice but to go through it. And if you don't, go somewhere else. And I chose to go through it. And I didn't get hurt until I got out of
the program
with Coach Saban. So it's really but really, for the most part, man, it's very physical and it's tough. You got the top guys out of the country coming in year in and year out, number five stars, big bodies. You got grown men coming in. And if you're not tough, you can't play for Coach Saban. And that's what he really made me into. He brought me from a boy to a young man, and now I'm a grown man out here handling a bunch of other grown men now.
We're talking to Reggie Ragland. Nick Saban's been so successful, I find. And Andy Reid's been incredibly successful. You've had a couple of really good coaches to be under. But Nick Saban, I think, is fascinating. He doesn't do whole lot of conference, like he's not going to come on in Kansas City, so I don't get a chance to talk to him. So I'm intrigued getting some insight from you. Is he the guy who's really the salesman for getting guys to go to Alabama? Is he the finisher? Does he sell mom? Does he sell family? Does he sell you? Or is it his position coaches that do a great job?
It's Coach Saban, and everybody does a great job of welcoming everybody from Lady Miss Ashley that does the coordinating up there. And then you got when I was there, you got Glenn Schumann as the linebacker coach at Georgia. He done a great job. Coach Smart, Mario Cristobal, that's the head coach at Oregon. Like, all those guys, like, are now big-time positions, and they've done a great job. But really, it's Coach Saban's resume. He brings young men to young men and they graduate. They're going to finish school. And, you know, moms can be a sucker for graduating. But dads just want their son to be out there and playing. But for the most part, Coach Saban does a great job, and he has so many resources for you to be successful, even if you don't make it to the NFL. There's a bunch of guys that I play with that's back down there now that's helping coach or doing something that's going to get them a position to be somewhere. So, but it's really the proof is in the pool with Coach Saban. Coach Saban will make sure you have something successful when you leave his program.
Do you laugh when you see him get testy with the media sometimes?
Yeah, I do, but I'm used to it, though.
Like, is that him just yanking everyone's chain?
It's Coach. Like, a lot of people don't understand, Coach Saban really is a funny guy.
Right.
Like, on the field, of course, that's going to be him. That's his persona. Like, he's known for coaching and winning games. He's going to do what he has to do. But off the field, he's funny. We always joke around in the meetings. When it's time to be serious, it's time to be serious. But for the most part, we'll go to his house. He'll let us get on his boat. Bring guys in, jet skiing and all that type of stuff.
Right.
So, Coach Saban is fun to be around, but you know when it's time to win. That's his job. Just like, this is my job. I got to be serious when I come out here on this field. So, you got to win games. If coaches don't win games, they not going to coach the team anywhere. So, that's what Coach Saban does. He puts his team in the position to coach, and he's one of the smartest people I've been around when it comes to football. Like, when it comes to the little details, like, he's going to cover it all. And when it's time to adjust in the game, because, like, we can go over something in the game, like before leading up to it, but they'll always come out in something different, and then we'll make the adjustments right then and there. We're going to do this and do that. Okay, we're going to boom. Then we'll stop it, and then that's all she wrote.
Were you shocked at how short he is?
Nah, I didn't see him shorter.
You think he's larger than life, but he's actually, what, about 5'7"?
Maybe shorter than that.
Maybe shorter than that?
Maybe shorter than that.
All right. That was one of the things when I saw him standing next to somebody. I'm like, wait a minute. I know how tall that guy is. He's got to be. Is he standing in a hole?
Coach Saban kind of reminds you of Napoleon. He might be small.
More success.
But he's going to pack a punch, and he's going to do what he has to do.
Yeah, he's been more successful. We're talking to Reggie Ragland here in the program. I want to read a quote. We were talking about it earlier. I love this one. Oh, we're going to stop that run. We ain't playing this about the run. We ain't playing this year about that run. We're going to stop it this year. Everybody has the right mindset. Is that priority number one for this defense this year?
It's always priority, because you stop the run, it's two dimensions to the game, running and passing. If you stop one of them, it makes the team a whole lot easier. to stop. So if we can stop the run, it takes off so much pressure for my guys in the back. So that's what we got to do. We got to stop the run, and I'm full of believing it. And if I can get my guys to believe in it, and which they are believing in it, and we're doing it out here in practice, we're going to have a good year. And we're going to get the offense back in good field position so we can be successful.
Do you believe that stopping the run is a mindset? That's what a lot of people say.
It damn sure is. like you got to want to step in the hole and hit somebody, and you got to want to strike. You got to use good hands and flat back. Come about your hips. You have to do it for that to happen, because these backs are too good in this league for you not to do that. And we got to do that.
You're known as the thumper, right? You carried that reputation into the league. Do you police that for guys who aren't? I mean, is that something you guys look at on tape and you see a guy and he didn't step up and take on? Is there a you know, a code amongst the guys on defense that you're going to police your own?
That eye in the sky don't lie. And if you're watching film, and everybody's going to see it, and it's going to make you feel bad. So, okay, cool. I got to come out and stop that next time.
Yeah.
You got to do it. And most of the time, you don't even really got to say no. You got to take ownership for yourself to learn and learn your gap schemes and learn everything. But most part, guys are doing it. Guys are doing a great job of it this year. And all the leaders are leading, and I'm very thankful to be with this team.
Yeah, stopping the run is a big priority, and you've made that clear. But the league does throw and throw and throw and throw and throw. How much of an adjustment has that been for you to get the pass defense part of things down? I mean, the SEC is much more of a – although they throw it around a lot more than they used to down there. But was that the biggest adjustment for you, was to get into the drops and the different nuances of the NFL passing game?
No, it wasn't, because I did it in college.
Okay.
And I'm doing it now.
So what was the biggest adjustment?
For me, really, Coach Saban in Alabama prepared me. When I first came in playing with Buffalo, like, I didn't feel like I didn't have those long days. Like, of course, I'm going to be tired. We had long days.
Sure.
But when we're coming in with mindset, I'm like, this ain't bad. It's not hard as I thought it was going to be. Like it's hot, of course, but it's nothing like that being out there in that Alabama heat. Like, it's hot here, but the Alabama heat is something different. Right. So, but for the most part, like, our biggest adjustment, really, like, I don't know how to say it, because coming in college, my biggest adjustment was being away from home, got used to that, and now I'm away from home still, and I'm a grown man. I handle my business. I pay my bills on time. I do what I'm supposed to do. As far as football, like, I feel like it wasn't really too much, because I feel like Coach Saban and that defense prepared me. The playbook at Alabama was very thick. This playbook is very thick, and I'm used to calling calls. Every time somebody move, we go to something different. So, like, I'm used to that. Like, I feel like I just had to come in and just get used to my guys. That's the big adjustment, just learning and getting understand everybody. As a leader, you have to understand your guys and your personnel. So I think that's the big adjustment, getting everybody to understand each other.
Reggie Ragland's with us here in the program. Are you comfortable with Anthony Hitchens? Have you guys hit your groove together?
Oh, yeah, that's my guy. If you go on my Instagram, you can see the post I posted yesterday, the caption was, "Do you want to be best friends?" And he was like, "Yep." And I love Hitch, man. I love all my guys in the room. Yesterday, in one of our meetings, we had a long discussion talking about one another, and there were a lot of guys talked about their feelings. So, like, but like I was, like I'm telling you, like, if you can't understand someone, you won't know what to say or how to react to them. So, like, that's what we're doing. We understand each other, and I love my room I'm in. And Hitch is a great player, and I'm thankful to be with him.
What's your Instagram or Twitter or anything, if somebody wants to follow and take a look at that?
Oh, it's my name, at Reggie Ragland, R-E-G-G-I-E-R-A-G-L-A-N-D.
That's good. You like that. See, I got my name, too. When your name's not, Tim Jones, you can get Chris Jones. He ain't grabbing Chris Jones. There's a million Chris
Jones. Chris Jones is the man. Everybody loves Chris.
Does he keep everybody loose?
Oh, yeah, he tries. He tries to, but Chris is a great person, man. He's funny. And he's an excellent football player, but he's an even better person, too. So, like, football's only half of some of these guys. But they're even better people off the field once you get to understand them. Because I know, like, only people only get to see us in uniform and everything. But I'm around these guys all the time off the field, and a lot of them are great people, man.
All right, we're talking to Reggie Ragland, Chiefs middle linebacker. My final four before I let you go, it's brought to you by Mosquito Squad, kansascity.mosquitosquad.com. Four quickies, just tell me the first thing that pops into your mind. You referenced this a little bit, so I think I know the answer. Have you ever tubed behind Nick Saban's boat?
Oh, no, I can't swim.
No?
No.
No, okay, no. All right. But you've been to the house?
Oh, been to it, yep, drove the boat, but I ain't never been behind it.
Okay, you drove the boat, though?
Yeah, I drove it.
All right, how big a boat is it?
It's big. It's nice size.
Turns out he's doing all right? He's okay?
Oh, he's doing fine.
I want to make sure of that. All right, how long will Nick Saban be the coach at Alabama? What would be your guesstimate on how long he has that job?
Till he dies?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he seems to be one of those.
He'll tell you, I ain't going nowhere. I'm here.
Did you ever think about going to Auburn?
Yes, at first. It was my first choice. A lot of people don't know that Auburn was my first choice. But then my dad brought it into perspective. Like, think about this. My dad brought sat me down my junior year. Think about the linebackers Alabama has and think about the linebackers that Auburn has. Auburn has some good ones, but think about C.J. Mosley, Nico Johnson, Rolando McClain, Courtney Upshaw, and those type of guys. And now you really can't name some that was with Auburn, so like, that was a no-brainer for me. Plus, it's 2 hours from my house at home, so it was easy for my family to come every weekend.
All right, and is there any wager between you and D. Ford with the Alabama-Auburn game? Any kind of?
No, we ain't talked about it, but I know it's our bye week, and I will sure be there.
Very good, very good. Hey, Reggie, really appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Stay healthy. Get through camp. We look forward to seeing you back in Kansas City.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, Reggie Ragland, Chiefs linebacker, joining us here in the program. We'll take a break, come back here, and talk some more Chiefs football. We're going to have Nate Taylor from The Athletic on in a little bit. He'll be with us in the 1 o'clock hour. We're also going to talk to Kellis Robinette about the new contract for Bill Snyder, K-State Wildcats, as he gets a contract extension happening late last week, and give a preview for the K-State Wildcats this year. And then we'll talk a lot of Chiefs football as well. Want to get into Sporting Kansas City's big win, 2-0 at the LAFC. Was a monster win, but Chiefs football, center stage. One more practice up here tomorrow, Military Appreciation Day. Your final chance to get up here and get close is Reggie Ragland signing some autographs for some young Chiefs fans. So your chance to get up here, and the guys have been great. They were coming over and signing. We had a whole cheering section here. Looked like maybe a cheerleader club that was here and doing some cheers. Bring the kids on up. One more day of Chiefs training camp.